Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and DRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the action you can take, how your family or business can benefit from events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And just remember, it's a number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, being that it is Wine Wednesday, we are celebrating today, I don't know about this one, National Deviled Egg Day. I guess being that it's another consumable product, I can go with National Deviled Egg Day. Where are you getting some good deviled eggs? I would just suggest you got to get some good ones in there. I love, of course, I like to just eat. So National Deviled Egg, have that before your wine. We might have to ask Robert Mott today. He checks in where we are going or what we're going to pair with our deviled eggs. I'm not sure there is a pairing for deviled eggs, but we'll look into it. Looking at the markets this morning, yes, we did see the ADP forecast for private sector jobs in October was for 147,000 jobs created for the month of October. The consensus estimate was 170,000 jobs. Not a good number, but we'll see what that does for the markets. The estimate for September number was, or September payrolls was revised higher by 48,000 to 202,000 jobs. So we will be looking at those numbers. And we've got some big news coming out. Today we're going to see some news around 11 o'clock our time here in Southern California. We're going to see the numbers, what the Federal Reserve has to say about our economy. That will be the last time we will hear from the Federal Reserve prior to, well, at least the last official conversation from the Federal Reserve prior to the elections next week on Tuesday. Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is down 32 points following that information. Oil down $1.41 per barrel. $1.41 down on oil right now. And what's translating to in gasoline? Well, the national average, according to AAA, $2.21.1 per gallon of gasoline. $2.79.6 here in the state of confusion is our state average, $2.79.6. Gasoline trending down just a tad bit, 1.3 cents over a month ago. And we're 2 cents higher than we were a year ago. Again, those are national numbers. Just giving you a little information right there on where we stand. Again, a month ago in California, we're at 278.3, so we're pretty flat there. 283 a year ago, pretty flat on those numbers as well. And not pretty numbers, though, for gasoline when you're looking here in the state of confusion as compared to the rest of the country, but maybe that's just because we like to tax ourselves more. The tax me more state. I talk about that in relation to the governor or the mayor of California all the time. Never seen a tax that he doesn't like, but usually, hopefully, the state of California, I guess we're kind of in the same position here in the state of California as well. U.S. election causing stress levels to skyrocket is an interesting article we saw this morning in the news. Of course, you can imagine almost anything is going to cause stress levels to skyrocket right now when you think about these two candidates. Donald Trump, you know, I'm more and more leaning toward, I think I'd rather go with somebody that is an outsider, built big businesses, understands business, than the known entity, which would be Hillary Clinton, known for a significant history of poor judgment and corruption. You know, how do you really vote or be a proponent when we know what Hillary Clinton did with respect to Benghazi, We know what Hillary Clinton did with respect to the Russian sale of our plutonium. We know what the Clinton Foundation has done or not done in Haiti with trying to take care of their folks. All those things being said, do you really want to go out again? Do we want to accept that, bring more of that into our system? I think I'd go with the outsider, but it'd just be a personal preference that everybody has to make. Whether you're for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, both sides will agree that this election has been dynamic since the beginning, with all the twists and turns. It's no wonder voters' stress levels are taking a hit. The American Psychological Association, APA, says 52% of adults participated in its survey acknowledge that this year's presidential election is a big source of stress. It didn't matter whether they were Democrats or Republicans. One of the biggest triggers of stress for most voters comes from social media. That's a big surprise, isn't it?
Surprise.
Nearly 4 in 10 adults, 38%, say that political and cultural discussions on various social media platforms make their blood boil. Now, obviously, I do initiate and share in some debates. If you're following us, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, or if you go to some of the other sites that we oversee, you will know that we do chat about what's going on in our system, in our society, when it comes to the politics, because that is a major component. But it's there for educational purposes only. Everyone needs to understand the real issues here. You're not going to change somebody's mind by debating them, insulting them on social media. So how about toning it down just a little bit? I share on all the pages that our team manages that there is no possibility we will leave a post on there. We don't mind when people have differences of opinion. That's good. That's healthy. Debate is educational. It is healthy. I have no problem with that. The area where I do become a strong censor and remove people, and I remove their posts, is when they're vulgar or disrespectful or just antagonistic. There's no room for that. There's no need for that. Why in the world do we need to throw that stuff into the whole mix? When, if you can't debate from an intellectual standpoint, sit this one out. You're overmatched. It's just the way it is. I just don't appreciate it, and we just won't have that on Ron Siegel Radio. It's just not where we intend to head and what we intend to be portraying on the pages that we're overseeing. What else is going on in the news right now? Let's take a look and see if there's anything else. Obviously, our prayers go out to the police officers that were assassinated in Iowa this morning. Thank goodness it appears that they have caught the lowlife that did these things. I hope that if it is found that he did do the things that he's accused of doing, I am a proponent. Hang him from the highest tree right out there in public. I would just go out there and do it right in public. I have no problem with that kind of stuff. Because if these people are willing to ambush and assassinate a police officer, who else will they ambush? Who else will they assassinate? I'm not a proponent. I think that we've got to really, really take a hard look at what's going on with these people and who's leading them and where are they getting their guidance or leadership. If it's not coming from our elected officials, if they're not seeing, hey, this is not okay, this is not right, I'm telling you, it's going to cause some serious problems down the road, and we've got to just watch out for it. So if we make some of these things public, where they realize they're not going to get away with this, they're going to pay the ultimate price, they're going to be humiliated, maybe we'll get a handle on some of these different issues. Had some very interesting commentary coming yesterday from our discussion on propositions. Proposition 58, the bilingual education in public schools. Some very interesting commentary on that one. Where do you stand on that particular proposition? I've looked over these things, And I know that the money is all right now on the pro side. But boy, if we start going to a point where our kids do not have to learn English, here's my take on that. When I give you my take on all these things, you do with it as you will. But obviously, there are a significant number of people that want the take on them based on just tuning to Ron Siegel Radio. So those folks that are coming to America, they come here for a reason. They're coming here for a better life. Maybe if that's the reason that they're coming here, maybe they want to learn or be given the opportunity to assimilate in a stronger fashion. Just my opinion. We'll talk more about that later in the broadcast. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, Robert Mott will be checking into chat about wine and why are what do we got here? We got the difference in Petite Syrah and Syrah. That's a good one. Why do so many people hold their wine glasses the wrong way? I'll chat with Robert Mott about that. You can reach us anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by Processing for a Cause. Yes, if you're already taking credit cards, Why aren't you using processing for a cause? They're cheaper than most solutions. They'll match anybody if they're not cheaper. They'll give you $500 if they can't match it. And you get to send 20% to your favorite charity on top of that. How long do families stay in their home? Well, that is the National Association of Realtors' historic data on many aspects of home ownership. One of the data points that has changed dramatically is the median tenure of a family in a home. And I'm going to post a graph here, but for over 20 years, 85 to 2008, the median tenure averaged exactly 6 years. Since 2008, that average is almost 9 years, an increase of almost 50%. Reasons for that? Basically, the fall in home prices during the crisis left many homeowners in a negative equity situation. The uncertainty of the economy made some homeowners much more fiscally conservative about making a move. And now we're seeing home prices rising dramatically over the last several years. Over 90% of homes' mortgages are now in a positive equity situation, with 70% of them having at least 20% equity. With the economy coming back, wages start to increase. Many homeowners are in a much better financial situation than they were just a few years ago. What's this mean for housing? Well, many believe that a large portion of homeowners are not in a house that is best for their current family circumstance. They could be baby boomers living in an empty four-bedroom home, or a millennial couple planning to start a family that currently lives in a one-bedroom condo. Let's chat, see if we can help these homeowners get into the home that is better or best suited for them. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by Processing for a Cause. Red, red wine means it is time for our Wednesday morning chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, world traveler.
Hey, good morning, Ron. How are you today?
Doing great. You're back on this part of the globe?
Yes, thankfully. Yeah, I'm back in the United States and sitting in San Francisco today.
Wonderful. Well, San Francisco, now they've got a reputation in San Francisco for being very, very culturally savvy. So there's probably nobody in San Francisco that holds their wine glass the wrong way. But let's share that with the rest of us so we can hold it the right way as well.
Yeah, you know, I wish I could say that San Francisco was so culturally savvy that there was no one that held their wine glass the wrong way. But I can't in good faith say that because I have seen people here locally do that. So, but anyway, you know, there's a right way and a wrong way, as they say, to do almost everything. And of course, this is one of those areas where I know you feel very strongly about this, Ron, and so do I. But, you know, sometimes people will give both of us a hard time about being such sticklers about this. And it's really the only time I really get, other than watching people put ice in their wine, this is the only time I really get uptight about something that people do when they're consuming wine. What they do is, you'll notice they'll be gripping the wine glass by the bowl, kind of like a brandy snifter, you know. And to tell you the truth, first of all, I hate fingerprints on the bowl of a glass. It just makes it look unappetizing to me. It just really has, I have a hard time looking at it that way. The other thing it does is when you grasp the bowl with the wine glass with your hand, the body heat that you have is imparted on the glass, which then transfers to the wine. And so many wines, in fact, most wines are better presented when they have just a slight chill or a cellar temperature on them. And so when you put your hand on the bowl, you know, your body temperature is somewhere between 98.6, usually 98 degrees and 99 on average, you know. And so you're going to increase the temperature of the wine pretty significantly if it's, say, at 60 degrees Fahrenheit. You know, so you're putting quite a bit of heat into that glass. Just to kind of say, well, okay, well, if that's the wrong way to do it, then what's the right way to do it? So the proper way to hold a wine glass is to pinch the stem or hold it by the base if you're really adventuresome. But when I ask people who, you know, grasp the bowl why they hold their wine glass that way, most of the time they explain that the wine glass itself is top heavy. The center of gravity is pretty high, and they're afraid of spilling the wine or falling over or something like that. So that makes them feel more comfortable to hold it by the bowl. So they're also, most of them are uncomfortable swirling their wine, and you and I both know that swirling the wine it fulfills several things as well. One, it helps fit oxygen in the wine, really softens it out, enhances the nose of it, as well as it looks cool. So I explained to them, basically all you need to do is work on developing those wine glass holding muscles. You know, it's that muscle memory thing. Practice makes perfect. So all of you wine drinkers out there, dedicated wine drinkers, be sure and work on this, of holding the wine glass by the stem. Hold it properly for a few minutes. Even if you don't think you have the endurance to hold it that way all night, try for a little while. Just try to extend that a little bit longer every time. And then work on your swirl, because it's much easier to swirl your glass when you're pinching the wine with the stem of the wine glass like that. And also be sure not to overfill your wine glass. It really helps your swirling technique a lot. And then keep practice that, and eventually you'll look and feel like a pro. You'll be the envy of your wine drinking buddies, because they will automatically think, "Oh, that person has style. They hold their glass by the stem. They're swirling their wine. They must know something about wine." Even if you don't know anything about wine, if you do that one thing, people will assume that you know something about wine. So it's kind of a win-win-win. It looks cool. It makes you look a little cooler. It keeps the wine cool and tastes better, and allows you to swirl the wine better, which will enhance the flavor characteristic of it. And it keeps the bowl of the wine glass clean, and thus it does not look completely unappetizing and disgusting after an evening of holding the bowl of the wine glass like it will. So anyway, lots of wins there if you do it right. Just keep working on it. Don't be discouraged if it doesn't happen for you right away. It's one of those things that's acquired over time, like many things that we do that are worthwhile to do.
It's all about the practice. So the takeaways there that I'm getting is, number one, you got to practice. And certainly if you're swirling the wine and if you're worried about that balance, the quicker you diminish the wine in the glass properly, the less you're going to have to worry about that balance, because you'll be in good shape.
Exactly. You got it. So, you know, don't overfill your glass. If a really full wine glass is going to be your enemy there. So keep it definitely less than half, probably a third full is a good rule of thumb. That will help you with your swirling technique and your pinching of the stem techniques as well.
Sounds good. So the next question that we have for you is Petit Syrah and Syrah. Does that one mean it's just smaller than the other, or what's the deal here?
there's
nothing
confused.
Petite about me, so I don't know about this petite stuff.
And really, in reality, there's nothing petite about Petit Syrah except for the size of the berry, the grape berry itself. But it's one of those things that can be very confusing for people, because it sounds the same. You know, you hear Syrah, Syrah. Now, generally, when it's Petit Syrah is spelled, it's spelled S-I-R-A-H. So Sir A-H, basically, S-I-R-A-H. When you generally see Syrah, it's usually spelled S-Y-R-A-H. So right away, you get the clue, giving a clue that perhaps there's something different about them. They're two different red grape varieties. Syrah can also be known as, so it has a moniker in Australia, it can be known as Shiraz, as I would say it, or in South Africa, it can be known as Shiraz. But if you ask an Australian, they'll say it's Shiraz most times, but that's just a difference in the way we speak, obviously. But Syrah comes from France's Rhone Valley, where it's a primary component of some of the world's best wines, arguably, of course. Hermitage and Cote Rôti would be primarily Syrah variety grapes going into those particular wines. Meanwhile, Petit Syrah is an American name for the Duriff grape. That's another French import. And that's really a cross between Syrah, and I'll butcher this name, so all you French speakers out there, please give me a little leeway on this. Pelousson grapes. Sorry, Dreft really never took off in France, but obviously in California it grows like a weed, and so we've done very well with Petite Syrah, or that particular variety of grape. So, as I've said earlier, even though the name implies it might be a lighter version of Syrah, definitely not the case. Petites are anything but petite. Petite Syrah got its name basically because the bunch of grapes looks like a bunch of Syrah grapes, but it's very smaller. It's like it's the mini-me of Syrah, essentially. And these smaller berries mean there's a higher skin-to-pulp ratio in the grapes. The resulting wines are very inky, dark, and bold, generally. Very rich flavors, powerful, dense tannins. Petites are generally more tannic, maybe sometimes more rustic, and sometimes more fruit-forward, a more wild blackberry kind of huckleberry flavors that you get versus Syrahs, which can be kind of meaty and gamey sometimes. So if you haven't tried Petite Syrah, grab one, try it. I think you'll be positively influenced by that, especially if you love big red wines or big fruit-forward red wines. There's some fabulous Petite Syrahs out there.
Sounds great. Now, I got a question that came in, Robert. This was actually sent to me late. I don't know if it's late last night or early today, so I'm going to throw this at you. I don't know if you're going to have any information on this, but there was a headline that came out, global wine production is doomed from climate change or something. And they're talking in the article, you know, obviously it's not a political article. There's enough chaos in the silly season. But they're talking about the idea that the International Organization of Vine and Wine, OIV, reported that since 2015, there are steep drops in wine production throughout the Southern Hemisphere, talking about 5% drop in production, although they're saying in the same article America was 2%. Any thoughts there? What do you see? I know you spend a lot of time up in the Northern California wine country.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. I think, we can argue about the cause of climate change or whatever, but climate change is a reality, whether we caused it or was a natural cycle of ice ages that we go through, and who knows with geologic time where we are on the scale of the cool down.
We could drink a few bottles of wine and talk about that.
Yeah, we could, and argue about it, and neither one of us would be right. So at the end of the day,
exactly.
So that's okay. but yeah, there's a at least an inkling in the wine business right now that climate change is going to have an impact on grape production and grape growing regions. But the interesting thing is, if climate change is reality, which like I can say I lean toward that it is, but what happens is that this just changes a little bit for the most part where it's very temperate zones for growing grapes. So, like it has over the last several thousand years, grape growing regions come and go based on whether deserts, whether there's a lot of rain, or different climates, different subclimates change. So, yeah, I think we're in a kind of a retraction in some areas, probably in the Southern Hemisphere to a certain extent, less so, I think, in the Northern Hemisphere. But, again, I think it just changes what varieties of grapes we plant, the extent of certain wine regions and whether they're growing to the north or growing to the south. So I think it's one of those things that it's probably within the natural ebb and flow of grape production right now. But it is something that I think people who watch grape production are very aware of and keeping an eye on. But, it's one of those things that moves very slow. And so, we have a lot of time to keep a beat on this one.
Good information, as always. We're going to have to, the next couple of weeks, we're going to have to spend some time chatting about wine and Thanksgiving with Robert Mott. So we're going to get our
yeah.
Make sure you check in every Wednesday. So Robert's always shared some great information with us on that. So we got our homework assignment for us, Robert. We're going to have to chat about Thanksgiving and wine selections or wine pairings. So we're going to look forward to that when you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. How to determine your down payment on a home, and 7 things you need to know about the Obamacare's open enrollment, which started yesterday. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube, Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Financial Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the products available to meet your family's needs. And they've got them all. They've got the FHA loan. They've got the VA loan. They've got jumbo loans. They've got conventional loans, 15-year, 20-year, 10-year, 30-year. All the products that your family may need to get you where you want to go. It's all about you. And remember that regardless of who you're dealing with on loans, it's the loan originator's job. And I know many of them do not subscribe to this process. But it's their job to find, to talk to you, to guide you, to educate you so that you and only you make the ultimate decision. I'll share a little bit with you why that's so important, because I know it doesn't happen all the time. As you know, if you listen to Ron Siegel Radio, I am not the biggest fan of 10-year, 15-year, 20-year mortgage. They are a good thing for the lenders. They're good for the investors. They're good for the collateral that those institutions have. They are not in your best interest. Again, from an emotional standpoint, it's good to have your home paid off. From a financially sound standpoint, not in your best interest. Why? Because there's no reservation. There's no appointment for when catastrophes happen. They happen at the worst of time, and when those things do happen, if you've got a lot of home equity, thing that you can do about it. You cannot modify that. You cannot help yourself. You cannot help your family. The bottom line is that you're at the mercy of somebody else. You're at the mercy of the lender. Now, if you've got the money in a safe, secure environment where you get to determine the rules and that's making more money, earning you a greater return on investment than the cost, the interest is, and interest is so low right now, then you're better off that way. You're safer that way. There's less risk to you that way. Because in the ultimate scenario, something happens to you and your family and your home, and at the same exact time, the home values drop. And now you're upside down on your property. We don't want that to happen, but it could happen. It happened in 2008. It happened in 1939, 1940. Okay, so it's happened. If you've got the money set aside in a safe, secure environment, well, then you're better off. You don't have to worry about it. Just thinking there for you, it's just a protective vehicle for you. How do you determine your down payment on a home? What is a down payment? When you buy a home, it's typical for you to provide some of your own money in addition to the money you take out on a loan. The money you provide is your own, considered a down payment. Even if it's a gift or if it's equity, that's considered down payment. Home buyers are typically required to contribute somewhere between 3 to 20% to the sales price of the home. There are 0% down loans. There's some institutions that will do that. There's down payment assistance programs for that. And, of course, the best loan on the market for those heroes of ours, the veterans, that is a zero-down loan as well. Not a lot of lenders doing the zero-down loans, but the veterans loan, there should be nobody that has a problem with that. So why is the down payment such an important aspect of buying a home? Lenders often require down payments, and the bigger the down payment you can provide, the better. Now, here's why. Up to a certain extent, the larger your down payment, the less you have to borrow, and therefore lower your monthly payments. If you have a small down payment, like 5% or less, you're going to be eligible for fewer types of mortgages and maybe charged a higher interest rate. And I'm going to say that in quotes, interest rate. Those of you that are watching me on RonSiegelRadio.tv will see those quotes, but you may be charged a higher interest rate. So you got to look at the total cost of your payment. Because if somebody, you do an FHA loan, you're going to get a very, very low interest rate, but it is a bit misleading because you can also have mortgage insurance on there, which can either be almost a percent. It's going to be either 0.8% or 0.85%. So you add that. So if you get a 3.5% interest rate and then you add 0.8 again to that, well, now you're at 4.3% as your principal interest and mortgage insurance. So think about that concept right there, because the interest rate is not always the most important number. The most important number is the Ben Franklin rate. How many Ben Franklins does it take to get you where you want to be? Now, also, you need to look when you're doing some homework on interest rates. There are a couple of the major institutions out there who are actually going to present interest rates based on a 25% down payment. So if you look at their interest rate at 25% and try and compare that to somebody else's interest rate at 20% or 10% or 5%, you're going to be comparing apples and oranges. So for many down payments less than 20%, you ask for mortgage insurance, either private mortgage insurance, that's PMI, or if it's an FHA loan, they call that mortgage insurance premium, MIP. Lenders sometimes allow sellers to cover less of the closing costs when a buyer has a very small down payment. How can I buy a home if I only have a small amount of money, you might ask? Well, putting down, you know, there are a number of different ways of doing that. There is either renegotiate transactions, so having less money going into costs. You might have to look at a combination loan. Again, depending upon how you're structured, you may need a first mortgage and a purchase money HELOC or home equity line of credit to go with it to get you closer. Are those down payment assistance programs? So you have 3%, 3.5% on an FHA loan. Then you do 3% down payment assistance. You buy a $400,000 house with a 0.5% coming out of your pocket. That's $2,000 on a $4,000 home. If you try and rent or lease someplace, do you think you're going to have more than $2,000 coming out of your own pocket? I'm going to suggest you probably do. Maybe paying off some debt so you have a better debt-to-income ratio. If you have a lower down payment, that can help as well. A lot of different ways of – maybe you can borrow some money from family. Maybe you've got a senior relative who you believe or know or you're in their estate plan – and maybe they can give you an advance on that now so you can get into a house and they can see you enjoy the house rather than where it's gone once they're gone. Just a thought for you right there as well. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, easy for me to say, current events and the financial markets. When we talk, things you need to know about Obamacare's open enrollment started yesterday. So let's make sure that you have the information you need. And I would highly, highly, highly recommend if you have not enrolled for Obamacare, wait until after you hear what George Varela has to say on Ron Siegel Radio. He's got some ideas for you. He'll be with us Friday morning at this time. You can reach us at our off-air number. It's 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter @RonSiegel. Don't miss any part of our broadcast. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Heritage Financial Services, the best trust I have seen in decades and the least expensive I have seen as well. How about that kind of a combination? Low cost and also being the best. Got to love that idea. And on top of that, if you go into the Ron Siegel Radio gift bag, so all you're going to do is text RSR gift bag, 79564, one of the area trusted real estate professionals, or text RSR gift bag to 79564. You'll be able to get the coupon right there to get 25% off on this great trust from Heritage Financial Services. Got me multitasking here. I'm missing the mark for you. So today's commentary, things you should know about the Unaffordable Care Act before you go and start your enrollment. And again, don't forget Friday, George Varela is going to be here to talk about Obamacare. He's going to give us some tips and tricks that you need to know. But here's some of the things that you need to know Premiums are going up substantially. That one there you probably, unfortunately, already knew about. Yeah, premiums are going up. No hiding the biggest change in the upcoming open enrollment period compared to last year. Premium price inflation. A large study conducted by Blue Cross Blue Shield Association compared Obamacare enrollees to employer-sponsored members found that Obamacare enrollees tended to be 22% more costly. Now, we know a lot of folks are getting a rebate on their taxes, but you know, a lot of money. There are probably fewer options to choose from this year than there was in the past. Several of the companies, several of the largest health insurance companies, have reduced their coverage. That would be United Health Group, Humana, Aetna, all reducing their coverages and locations. The SRP will increase by a considerably smaller amount. That's the shared responsibility payment. That's coming, going to be reduced. That's the amount the government pays you. 2014, the greater of 95% or 1% of your modified adjusted gross. Those are some of the numbers. Those are the payment. That's the penalty they're talking about. The shared responsibility payment is actionable component of the individual mandate that essentially says you pay a penalty come tax time if you didn't purchase health insurance. Since Obamacare's implementation in 2014, the SRP has been skyrocketing higher. So 2016, the greater of $695 or 2.5% of your modified adjustable gross income. Number four, shopping around is still the smartest thing you can do. One of the easiest things to do during Obamacare open enrollment period, which is right now, is nothing at all. That's the easiest thing. If you were enrolled in an Obamacare plan last year and you'd like to stick with the same plan, assuming it's still offered, you'll be automatically re-enrolled in December. However, allowing yourself to be re-enrolled isn't necessarily the smartest thing to do. Department of Health and Human Services in 2015, Obamacare enrollees who failed to shop around left $2 billion on the table. Number five, if you make less than 250% of the federal poverty level, considering a silver plan is probably your best bet. One of the most stunning Obamacare enrollment statistics is that roughly 85% of all enrollees via the Marketplace exchanges qualify for advanced premium tax credit. The APTC is the subsidy you've probably heard about that helps lower monthly premium costs to make them more affordable for low-income and middle-class families. Consumers can earn up to 400% of the federal poverty level in 2017, or $47,520, and still qualify for the APTC. However, a lesser-known subsidy offered to Americans making less than 250% of the federal poverty level is cost-sharing reduction, CRSs. The job of APTC is to make buying health insurance more affordable, whereas the cost-sharing reductions work to make your doctor visits more affordable. Number six, you'll most likely be charged more if you smoke. And number seven, the cheapest plan may not offer the best value. Remember, take a look at the deductibles. It's a big issue that you need to know about is what are your deductibles when you come involved in these different programs? Because that's going to be a big issue. Not only do you need to pay a lot of, I think Silver Plan, if you don't, you have to spend $5,000 on healthcare before it kicks in addition to your premiums. Don't hold me to that. You can ask that to George Varela on Friday if you have that question. But send me your questions now. I'll get them lined up for George to make sure that he addresses those questions on Obamacare when he's with us Friday morning. And be sure to set that first radio preset button. Come back here every day to join on Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, save a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.